Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Dice Warmers, a podcast where we talk about all things geeky, and we sometimes have structure and coherent thoughts. I am Vas, and with me today, as always, we have Kaz.
Hello.
And David.
And a tiddly-ho to you.
A tiddly-ho.
Tiddly-ho.
I wanted to be a bit more upbeat.
Tiddly-ho, tiddly-ho. Are you from this century, David?
I am, yes. I am right? From the magical century of 2022.
That's not a century.
Yeah, it is. That's a year, David. Do you know what century we're in, David?
Yes, we're in the 2000s, the year.
That's not a century.
No.
The 2000s is
21st century. There you go. I always get that mixed up because, well, that's me.
Are you sure we're not on the 20th century?
No, we're on the 21st century.
You sure?
As soon as we clocked over the 2001, yeah, the 21st century.
You sure?
100%? Yeah, it goes back.
It goes back.
Stop trying to confuse the poor boy.
No, I'm just trying to figure out if he knows how to calculate what century we're in. Apparently he does. It goes back.
It goes back, yes. Once it's no longer in this century, when you keep going backwards, it goes back one, essentially.
Right.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
Yeah. In the same way that yesterday was yesterday, not today.
Your time traveling notes are very accurate, David. Good job, whoever wrote them for you. It is the 21st century.
I have to thank Keith from editing, you know. Thank you very much.
Excuse me?
That is Keith the sheep that's in front of me.
Keith the sheep.
That is in front of you.
I have another question, follow up.
Yes.
You get edited before you speak.
And this is how you sound.
After editing.
They're only an intern. They have just started the apprenticeship.
He's firing. Unpaid intern, he's firing.
So before editing then, it's just gibberish.
It's gibberish after editing.
It's like if a Word document got corrupted or missed out certain letters and it cannot, you know, display them. That's my before.
Can I just say, it's still gibberish after I finished editing.
We'll need to speak to Keith, David. Especially given the fact that he's a sheep, apparently.
Yes, a little round sheep.
A little round sheep.
Yes. Right. A little round sheep that I stare into as I record because it helps me concentrate.
Just when I thought you could not get weirder.
have you ever heard of that technique of putting googly eyes on something so then you concentrate on the eyes?
I didn't know it was a technique. I thought it was something people did because it was fucking hilarious sometimes.
Yeah, it's funny. I had a fax machine in work called Max the Fax, and I put googly eyes on him.
Yeah.
Ah.
But apparently it's a technique, Kaz. So you can stare at your copier and concentrate at work.
I didn't realise it was a technique. However, he was in front of the window, so I suppose I could have just gone, it's a technique. I'm not staring at the window. I'm staring at the googly eyes because it helps me concentrate.
Okay.
What happened to Max the Fax, by the way?
Max the Fax retired.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, retired.
We left the office. He stopped. He became redundant.
I want to go back to the googly eyes technique because I think we very readily accepted the fact that that's a fact, and I really don't think it is.
It's not,
David. So could you explain your theory?
My theory is that when you're looking into blank space, you try to find something to contact your eyes on, you know, to concentrate your eyes on, but you feel awkward if you don't find anything. It's like talking into a crowd of empty people. But if you
a crowd of empty people.
Yes.
How does that work?
Keith,
sounds
for
like an oxymoron to me.
Keith, you can't write a crowd of empty people. That's an oxymoron, dude.
I just listened to, empty people mean business people. That have no souls or any life
about
them.
Stop trying to make what you're saying legit. You said a crowd of empty people.
That was me editing.
Or an empty crowd of people. I'm not sure which way round you said it now.
An empty crowd of people.
An empty crowd of people.
Don't look back in the recording. Yes, empty crowd of people.
That's worse than a crowd of empty people.
Aww.
So I've Googled googly eyes technique and I got zero results.
Of course you did.
It's not a thing.
There's no such thing.
Maybe it's
one of those things that you thought up and then convince yourself that it's actually a thing. And now you go around telling people it's a thing because that's what you actually believe. Is that possible, David?
I am the first. And now everyone who's listening to this will actually know of the Google Eye technique. So in a way, this is the origin story of that
technique.
It's not
a Google Eye, it's a googly eye.
Oh.
So does Keith the Sheep have googly eyes? Because it sounds like he probably doesn't.
He wouldn't know, Kaz. He stares at his backside all the time.
No, only dark, deep eyes.
Yeah, let's just not go down the route of it's just weird. I mean, it was weird before. It's just getting to creepy weird.
Yeah, so just send help for David, people, if you have it.
Yeah.
Just reach out. David needs you.
How about we change the topic and you guys tell me what you've been up to since the last time we recorded?
Oh, that was ages ago, wasn't it?
We've been up to a lot. Like, this is 2022 now. Like, we had the end of 2021. Everyone enjoyed their Christmas?
Yeah, but you didn't actually do 2022. You didn't cause that. So what have you been up to?
What do you mean?
Well, I think after a long time, I've done two things that I'm really proud of.
Okay.
One thing?
Things?
I actually finished Miles Morales. Spider-Man Miles Morales at long last.
Finished, as in, is that the game?
Yes, the game. Oh, okay. Miles Morales.
Right.
Created by Insomniac. Spiritual sequel to Division.
Just to clarify, by finish, you don't mean I finished the game. You mean I 100%ed the game.
Yes.
Because finishing a game is different for you.
Yes, it is for David.
Yeah. Okay. It is getting every trophy in the game, every achievement.
So how did you feel when you 100% the game? Did you feel like amazing fulfillment following by crushing despair? Or...
Yes, because I knew there was no other mission after that.
Yeah. So you're like, oh my God, I've done it. And then immediately you have that sinking feeling of, oh, what do I do with my life now?
I know. I could play. No, I won't install that. No.
What console did you play it on?
The PlayStation 5.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, show off.
Did you, I mean, you had to have enjoyed it to get to 100%.
Yes, I did. New Game Plus, I played through and I did all little side missions. It is so good.
I think I've said this before. The only game I've ever 100%ed was Crackdown on the original Xbox, which had an achievement to collect. Have you played it, David?
No, but I know of the mission you're about to talk about.
Yeah, it wasn't a mission. It was like everywhere in the huge city, there were like little glowing orbs that were spread out. And I think there was a total of 300 of them. And there was an achievement to collect all 300. And after a certain point, you know, you reach like 280 maybe. And the last 20 are like so impossible to find. And I was stuck on 299 for 6 months. And the problem with that is you're like, you break down at some point and you're like, I'm going to use a guide to get all 300. But you actually have to go to all 300 locations. Because you don't remember which ones you have and which, you know. I was like, oh my God.
You speak of the time that I played Infamous and getting all the blast shards.
But that was the time I promised myself I'm never going to do that in a game again. Like, I don't see the reason. It doesn't add anything. Stressful. It doesn't add anything to my enjoyment of the game. It was fun for a while, but then, you know, when it became a thing of... Because, you know, Xbox, they introduced, like, gamer score and all that with the achievement. Yeah. So you got caught in all that. Oh, my God, I have to have a big gamer score because what will my friends think?
What my kids and grandkids think, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Grandpa, what's your gamer score? Oh, I got bored after a while. It's only 35,000.
35,000 only.
You noob. Why aren't you in
class? Call him a noob after 35,000.
Yeah. You're a noob, granddad.
I would hate to hear what you thought of me, David.
What did you have? What gamer score?
What's my gamer score? I have no idea, but it's probably actually, not 35,000.
Can I actually find it? Because I still have my gamer tag from there.
Yeah. I think I played Halo Reach. It was at ODST, and I only played it a little bit. And I had a very low gamer score because I only really got the achievement that says, well done for starting the game. So it was very low.
Mm.
A minuscule.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of games like that at the moment on the Switch that it's just like, oh, you've played 1 minute of this game. And I'm like, yeah, because it really wasn't that good.
Yeah, it was just installation, yeah. You know, getting for the first mission.
That was just turning it on.
I see that on Switch all the time when it says, oh, your friend Kaz played 2 minutes of that game. I'm like, okay. I know to fell away from it now.
Yeah, don't do that one then.
She played 2 minutes of that game recently. Mm-hmm. All right. See ya. Yeah.
Not really worth anyone's time. You might enjoy some of them, but in all honesty, yeah, no.
We do have a similar taste in games-ish.
Mm. Do we?
I mean,
we play some similar games, yeah.
I don't know if we mention it. No, we don't.
Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
Yeah, we do obviously, you know, overlap in some, but
we don't.
Because don't you play a lot of like lore heavy games, Vass? Like very sort of like.
I do enjoy grounded. The more like text heavy role playing experiences. But you know, yeah.
Yeah. What's your type of game, Kaz? Is it the open world?
I do really enjoy open world. I think for me, it depends on the game. I mean, the last game that I played properly to death was Destiny.
Ooh.
And I properly played that to death. Like, I did so much in it. Oh, but yeah. I do prefer the open multiplayer kind of games more than them, but I'm also a huge sucker for Borderlands. I love the Borderlands games.
We got the Wonderlands coming soon as well, so.
I was going to say, I do enjoy multiplayer experiences right now. I do enjoy playing with people. It almost feels a bit boring when I play by myself. That didn't sound very well. That also feels boring, by the way, nowadays. When you're past 40, you're like,
when you play by yourself, yeah.
Do I bother?
Just gets old. It's like you're doing it for an achievement,
but multiplayer games are way more fun. And I'm not making a sexual innuendo, because those multiplayer games are not fun.
When it comes to sex,
I prefer two-player experiences.
No microtransactions either.
No microtransactions, no. Definitely.
But what
not.
Do you think of a battle pass? You know, you have to come back for each time to get some new.
Guys, sometimes we have to divulge into this already. I mean, come on.
We haven't even set the explicit tag yet.
We have now.
No, we haven't. That's just innuendo. It's fine.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
we're allowed to. It's fine.
Right. Anyway, I got my last. I need to install after that one. Guardians of the Galaxy. I've still yet to play that, and it's on my shelf, and I'm looking forward to it now. But that's pretty much what I've been playing.
Just because we stepped into the gaming sphere, I think it would be wrong not to mention the fact that fucking Microsoft, and there's your explicit tag, bought Blizzard for $70 billion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Activision Blizzard, but still. Yeah.
That's crazy,
Jesus,
isn't it?
$70 billion. That's insane.
That was more than Bethesda. Remember Bethesda?
More than Bethesda.
Was it 35 billion, wasn't it, Bethesda? Or
and if you think of all the IPs that, you know, even just Blizzard holds, you know. I mean, they bought Warcraft. They bought Diablo. They bought StarCraft, you know.
Overwatch,
yeah. Yeah, but I do have high hopes that Microsoft will move in, kick everyone out on their asses from existing
Blizzard. Yeah, I'll be Kotick, you're gone.
Yeah, well, is he? I don't know. Yeah. He's still there for now.
Yeah, it's still under rumour at the moment, if he's going or not. Hope he is. But
I really hope they come in, they clean house, they bring in some talented people in that are not perverts, and help Blizzard, you know, make a decent game again.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we can get that StarCraft game that was single player after all these years.
I would love a new StarCraft game.
Yeah.
But I don't
Microsoft
think,
might do that.
Yeah. I mean, do we need one? Because the StarCraft 2 storyline, like, wrapped up itself really nicely. It had a really nice ending.
Mm.
But I would love to see Kerrigan again.
as a PlayStation gamer for many, many years, I'm kind of worried that Crash Bandicoot will not come to the platform anymore. Or Spyro. Or right. Toys for Bob. I'm kind of worried.
I mean, let's be honest. Microsoft bought them for a reason. They want to include everything in their Xbox. Yeah, Game Pass.
Possibly, mm-hmm. yeah.
And it's in their best interest to do so because they have like 20 million subscribers there.
Yes.
That's a crazy amount of income that they get every month.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be amazing though if I can play Warcraft and it's on Game Pass. That'd be great.
You'll play Warcraft 1, 2, and 3. You can play the originals.
Well, that's there. I wouldn't play Warcraft 2 and 3 because they look ridiculous now. But
Or that point and click adventure game that was revealed a few years ago.
Point and click adventure game.
Yeah, it was around Warcraft 3D had a point and click adventure game that didn't really catch the attention.
Are you sure it wasn't an elaborate April Fool's joke by Blizzard? Because they do that.
If they did do an elaborate April Fool's joke like that, they really spent some time on it.
Oh, voice they acting, do. Everything. Oh, trust me, they do. Like they've created whole cinematics for their April Fool's.
It turns out it was never released. Lord of the Clans was the Warcraft adventure game. But they revealed it a few years ago.
So was it ever announced, Lord of the Clans?
I can't tell from the Wikipedia scroll through sped red I just did. They never released it. It was leaked, but it was never released.
I know of the novel, Lord of the Clans, but I've never heard of the game, Lord of the Clans.
I've never heard of either, to be fair.
No, it was revealed in 2016. It would be nice if Microsoft really brought these older styles back, like you had StarCraft Ghosts. StarCraft, yeah.
You know what they need to do? They need to ditch everything they're doing, get Unreal Engine 5, and make Warcraft 2. World of Warcraft 2 in Unreal Engine 5. I'd pay for that.
Or would it be kind of like would it be third person action, like action RPG? Because
it'd be like an MMO, but with Unreal Engine 5, with like decent graphics that Kaz wouldn't have to scratch her eyes out to play.
Oh, I haven't got a problem with it.
No, I love the style. I think at first I was kind of but then as soon as I got into it during the time we played, I was actually really enjoying it.
I think it's good. I think it's a timeless style.
Yeah. But is this new ownership by Microsoft, would it encourage you, if they made any more projects, would it encourage you to go back to Blizzard Vass?
Yeah, I wouldn't buy something, David, just because it's Microsoft. You know, that's not how I shop anymore. I used to shop like that. It was like, oh my God, there's a new Blizzard game, and just buy it. But I do my research nowadays. Because A, I have very limited time, so I can't just buy and play anything. And B, I value that time, and I want to get a decent game to fill it.
Yeah. That's right. If it was on Game Pass, I would probably go, I'll have a little play of it for five hours. If it's not for me, I could just uninstall it.
Have a little play of it for 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's a little play of it. So we've established Kaz's little play of it is 2 minutes. David's little play of it is 5 hours.
Yeah, you get past the intro, the installation.
5 hours for some people is like a whole gaming experience.
Yeah.
You know? But for David, it's like, let's give it a try.
Yeah. Let's get used to the art style and not have to vomit. That's what happened.
This is someone who 100% games.
Oh, I know.
So, five hours is nothing.
I've only ever done it with two games. Army of Two, because why not? And it was pretty straightforward, pretty easy game.
I remember that one, yep.
And Tony Hawk on PlayStation.
Yes, Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yeah.
What an amazing game.
And it was actually one of those ones that was really fun to 100% as well.
Yeah, you had to collect all the cassettes, wasn't it? Or
all the cassettes, all the letters, all of everything. Yeah. Have you got it on the Switch yet?
No. Is it on the Switch?
It's on the Switch, yeah.
It's all the remakes.
One and two on the Switch.
I might have to buy it then.
You're going to have to. Yeah, it's exactly the same as on the PlayStation, so freaking awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and with this new deal, we could potentially see three and four. Because they they now own Tony Hawk, so
that would be really cool.
It would be. And probably up the pipeline now. You never know.
It's half pipe, David. I mean, come on.
I played SSX, so I never played Tony Hawk.
Do you even know what a kickflip is, David?
You can't do it on the snowboard, so I don't know.
Kickflip is, I think it's like X, A, right bumper. I don't know.
I love that you went, X, what's the control up. Version of doing it?
Yeah, well, I never know, because I just kind of just like, when I was growing up, when I was playing it, it was just a case of get really high and just press all of the buttons.
I'm sorry,
and hope for the best.
Get really high and press all the
buttons. No. The skate jump would be high up in the air on the half pipe. I wasn't actually high.
Press
all of the buttons and hope for the best. And you know what? It did me really well.
It did me a solid during Disney's Post-Gate Adventure.
It sounds like the exact same technique I was using on beat-em-up games. Just press all the buttons and hope you kill your enemies.
Yeah. it sounds like David did that as well. So, you know, Everybody's done it.
Yeah, we all did it one stage at a time.
And did you have that friend who got really annoyed because he was actually trying to play the game properly and you won?
It was my brother. It was an absolute best because he knew all of the controls. I would just like smash the buttons and he would be like, I know if you press this and this and this and this and this, it does this. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but I could do this accidentally. And it drove him nuts. He used to hate it, but I loved it.
Did you win?
There were many times that I did. Like, I'm not saying I did all of the time because there's no way that I did because I was just button smashing. But there were a few times that I did and I hated it. He hated it so much. And I loved it all.
You enjoyed
the
thrill. But then you realised there was a secret technique in the buttons you were doing. And,
I was button smashing. I had no clue what I was doing ever. I basically just skated up into the air and just pressed all of the buttons that I could think of, and that was it. I was just like, and that was,
You didn't have the turbo button then, or the slow down button. Remember that one?
No, I do remember that one. No, I didn't have that.
Can I switch the topic slightly?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was watching, I don't know if you know Angry Joe, like the YouTube channel.
Yes.
So he has a new, like he does trailer reactions and all that. And I noticed one called Moon Knight, and I have no idea what that is. And I was wondering if you do.
You didn't? Ooh, let us take you down the Marvel train of
Marvel,
comic book history. It is. Yes, it's Oscar Isaac playing Moon Knight. How can we describe him, Kaz?
He is a...
Is he British?
I don't think he is.
Oh, yes. Wolf by Midnight is, it's a British one.
So. Right. To be honest, I don't know. All I can say is the character is a bit of a nutter. He can't sleep, so he goes crazy with not sleeping. It all kind of just turns into this whole mad world around him. And
that's an interesting premise.
Yeah. Involves gods and constantly the god of the moon or
a load of weird shit happens to him because he's not sleeping and then magic powers come along.
Is it a movie or a TV series?
It's a TV show.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping it might be a movie. I really, really, I want to go to the fucking cinema. I know I've said it like a lot, but I haven't been yet because I don't have like that one movie that I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely going now. Because I have to see that. Mm. And I hope I'll get something like that in 2022. I'll be honest. Yeah.
Well, there were plenty more than just Moon Knight in 2022, I guess.
Oh, there's so many,
I don't think I've, I'm pretty caught up on what's coming out. I know one of the movies I'm hoping to see in 2022.
Ooh. Okay, what's that?
I mean, you'll be really surprised when you hear that it's a horror movie.
Oh yeah,
because as you know, I don't do horror. It's not I don't enjoy it.
No. Sure.
And the second shocker is that it's a Stephen King movie.
Wait, there's another Stephen King movie?
I don't do Stephen King. I hate him. Like I think he's the worst writer ever.
Liar.
So they're doing Salem's Lot.
Yes, I actually have that down on my list of Vass will enjoy this movie.
Yes, Vass. Well, Vass hopes he'll enjoy
it. I mean, yeah. Like, I don't really know a huge amount about it, except it has vampires, so.
Yes. So it was one of his first novels. So mm-hmm. Either second or third novel or something like that. So very, very early on.
All right.
And it's a very twisted view on the whole vampire myth, I guess. Mythos? Let's call it a myth. Some people disagree, but I think it's a myth. Vampires aren't real people, all right? Only great Cthulhu is.
Did Cthulhu ever make vampires?
Sure.
Yeah, but he made star vampires and fire vampires, you know?
Ah, okay. Yes.
So anyway, yeah. So it is a really good... It probably ranks in like the top five books of all time for me.
Mm.
So I have really high expectations and hopes for that movie. I don't know if that's a healthy thing to have.
Has it been released with a cast, or do you know anything else about it and who's producing it?
That's a very good question that I should have probably prepped a bit more for, David.
I prepped a bit, you know. Oh, no, we're giving out inside secrets. No.
Let's see. Oh, Gary Doberman. That's an unfortunate last name. He's the director and writer, apparently.
Mm.
Well, you know, he does a screenplay. Obviously, it's based on the novel. And I don't think there's like big names in that movie, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Not necessarily, no.
No. That's all I really know about the movie.
Oh.
And that it's coming out in 2022.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know of anything else that could interest us, Kaz? Have you got any lists?
I have a list of a few different horror ones, but in all honesty, I don't know whether he would be interested. Salem's Lot was at the top of it.
Sci-fi. I also enjoy sci-fi a lot.
Well, there is one that I found that is also sci-fi. So the thing is, right, I think because it's horror, majority of the ones for you are all around September. I'm sorry to say.
Right.
There is one in April, which is called You Won't Be Alone. And it's basically about a girl who's kidnapped and then transformed into a witch by an ancient spirit.
Huh.
Against her will. Against her will, yeah. And then she basically slaughters all sorts. So it's one of those, like, yeah, she's got these weird, horrific powers, and then she just, like, slaughters whole villages and shit like that. So, you know, it says violence and gore, sexual content, graphic nudity and sexual assault. And
you had me at graphic nudity.
And I was thinking, is that a little bit too?
I hope it's graphic female nudity, but, you know, I'll take it.
Well, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
The only other ones I got is a Morbius movie, which is... Have you seen the trailer for it?
I have not seen the trailer, but I've heard of it.
Right, okay. It's got quite a few known people in it, like Jared Leto, Matt Smith, just like a few other people. But basically, it's a guy with a rare blood disorder.
Right.
And he kind of like turns into...
I was going to say, is it a vampire movie?
Yes.
Right.
Mostly. Okay. But it's intense sequences of violence, some frightening images, and brief, strong language. And I'm like, is it bad enough? It's only a PG-13. It doesn't sound like it would be dark enough for Vass.
I don't know, but have you seen recent PG-13 movies? They're pretty, like, you know,
the rating
is really flexible nowadays, it seems.
Actually, have you seen Venom 2?
Venom 2?
That one's a PG-13.
I have seen that. That is actually quite dark, actually, yeah. I didn't realise that was a PG-13.
Oh, this is actually in the same universe.
I know of another movie that's coming out in 2022 that Kaz would definitely enjoy, and I'm looking forward to it as well. Fantastic.
Is it Jurassic World Dominion?
Oh, no, why?
Not that one.
Would you enjoy that, Kaz? Only to see me suffer? Is that why
That's basically why, yeah. I would go to the cinema with you to watch you watch that movie in disgust. And then realize that Julia Roberts isn't in that movie.
I don't know. Maybe it's going to be an amazing movie. I really don't know.
Who knows? I doubt it.
Thanks to Julia Roberts. You never know.
Can you imagine if Julia Roberts is in it this time, like by some miracle?
Oh my God, that'd be so funny.
She does all the voice acting for all the dinosaurs.
And I'm
going
to be like, I told you, see? She's in it.
You know, can I just go back to horrors real quick? There is actually one horror movie that I would watch.
Right.
And that's the Halloween Ends one. So the latest Halloween movie coming out.
Yes.
Or the new Halloween movie that's coming out, yeah. So I've watched all of the others, and I would watch that one as well. So,
do we know what the premise is for the new Jurassic World movie?
I do not.
I think the premise is, here's some dinosaurs. They're eating people.
Oh, yeah, they're always here's some dinosaurs eating people, save other people.
I think the premise is, with the first movie, it was, don't let them escape. This one, they actually did escape. And they're now roaming free around the world.
Didn't we have a movie where they escape in New York or something?
No, I don't.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, they were auctioning off dinosaurs and they escaped.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the first one, but they didn't get out.
No, it wasn't the first one, David. That wasn't the first one.
Jurassic World?
That was the second Jurassic World.
Is that the second one?
The first one, stay on the island and then they take this weird trip around the island in
the big
glass
balls.
Bubble.
In a straw orb.
Anyway, please leave the fucking dinosaurs alone. Haven't they suffered enough? Like, they were wiped out of existence. Why are you killing them
again?
Can
I just say, if you guys read the latest about how they are planning on bringing mammoths, woolly mammoths back?
No.
Apparently they found the DNA and they're going to try and bring them back.
Why?
Because they want all the humankind to die. I don't know.
Woolly mammoths, we can, you know, contain them. But please don't bring back T-Rexes. Like, that's a bad idea.
That is a very bad idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, so going back to what you were saying, the one that you think I will really enjoy and you will potentially enjoy, not Jurassic World, what is it?
Well, I was thinking of Fantastic Beasts and the Secrets of Dumbledore, Kaz.
Yes. I am looking forward to that one, yeah.
Do we know what secrets Dumbledore was hiding? Is it kinky?
Yes.
I think I know.
Do you?
Of course he's got kinky secrets.
Yeah.
He's got, he's over 100 years old.
He must have some dirty secrets, come on.
He definitely has dirty secrets.
The thing is, I know there will we see them in the movie?
Yeah. Well, it's wonder
what's
what
the age rating
Chamber
on
of
it?
Secrets.
Well, it's a Harry Potter film, isn't it? So apparently it releases in the 8th of April this year.
Yes.
Nice.
That's very soon. I thought it'd be a summer blockbuster.
That's not very soon. It's 3 months away, David. How are we going to survive for 3 months?
It's 3 months, not 5 or 6 months.
Hang on. I heard that Fantastic Beasts isn't released until the 15th of April.
Really?
Am I looking in the wrong place?
I think that's US.
It says nationwide, so maybe not. Maybe in the UK we get a little bit earlier than the US, and
I think
that's nationwide.
Yes, 8th of April, United Kingdom.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, it goes, fuck you, US.
They get everything else before us, you know.
Yeah, it's only fair. I mean, it's set in the UK, we get it first.
Exactly, it is only fair.
But no, I'm actually excited because I liked the first one. I laughed through the second one, but felt the art direction was very good.
Mm.
And this one, I'm not too sure, but what I have seen of it, I'm actually excited for this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. But then I liked the whole series and the whole set of them. They're just interesting. To see the world unfolding from a different point of view other than a teenager wizard.
Jude Law, right? Who plays
Jude Law, yeah.
Yeah. He's a good Dumbledore, I think.
I think he works pretty well actually, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird though. When you see the flashbacks from like the Harry Potter series and stuff like that, when you see the flashback of what he's supposed to be, the age he is, and then you see these and you're like
Yeah.
You're like, you're way too young now.
How stressful is teaching teenagers? And then you think, it's teenagers.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking stressful. No, that will be quite a good one.
Oh, and Mads Mikkelsen.
Pardon?
What? The one who's in Death Stranding. Mads? Is it Mads Mikkelsen?
isn't it Mikkelsen?
Mikkelsen? Yeah, that person.
I can't decide, David, if what you said is really funny or really racist, I'll be honest.
Probably a little bit of both.
Just bad pronunciation.
So is it a Scandinavian name then that you can't pronounce? Is that what's happening?
I think, I don't know. I don't know his origin story.
Okay, what's his name?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Mikkelsen, yeah. So it's definitely like Swedish or... like something like in the, you know, northern region there.
He's a Dane. A Denmark. And you're...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But yeah, he replaces Johnny Depp as that character I forgot.
He replaces Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp's not allowed to do them anymore, is he?
Nope.
Oh, because of the crazy...
Because of the shit that he was doing, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he doing the shit?
I don't know whether he actually was or not. I actually have no idea. I know there were rumors, but...
At this point in time, it's still undecided.
Yeah. I think the courts ruled in his favor in the end. So anyway, let's not go down that. Yeah.
Never mind. But he's not playing that character again. And I'm not sure if it will work or not, because they're totally two different actors. One's a bit on hinge, and then this one's a little bit more serious.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm looking forward to seeing how it works out anyway.
By unhinged, I assume you mean Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah.
He's a bit unhinged, come on. Yeah. It's not like...
A little bit.
It's not like we're saying something crazy about him. I'm pretty sure he would agree on that as well. Like, yeah, I am a little bit.
So, I was thinking, I said the list of films that I thought... would be Vass type films.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to say the list of films that I think will be David type films.
Oh, yes. Okay. Lay it on me.
I have got a DC League of Super Pets movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
League of Super Pets.
Yeah.
League of Super Pets. So basically it's an animated.
Right.
Of pets that are superheroes.
Yes. The cast is amazing.
There's some pretty good voices in there.
It's going to be a funny one.
I was going to say the cast. Have they cast like famous pets?
Famous pets, yeah.
No. But if anyone kills the character John Wick or Keanu Reeves is playing, I'm not going to.
Yeah, that would be quite funny though, wouldn't it? Let's be honest. So I think he's playing a dog, isn't he? So
yes, he is. Yeah. Yeah.
He is a dog person, according to one of his interviews. So
yeah.
But I mean, I think like Keanu, like no one's perfect, dude. I think with enough praying, you can change. You can be a cat person.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude. We can forgive him, man.
So the second movie, the Bob's Burger movie.
Oh, yes.
What the fuck is those movies?
Bob's Burgers?
I've never heard of them.
So Bob's Burgers is the TV show that David mentioned a few episodes back. Right. How he said it rivaled Simpsons?
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
He thinks it's better than Simpsons. And I remember the things that David tells me. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I don't remember everything David tells me because he tells me a lot of things. But I remembered this one.
Yeah, oh, so looking forward to that. Oh, my goodness.
I've never really watched it properly. So
looking forward to that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the other ones I got, there's going to be a new Puss in Boots.
Oh, no.
No? Okay. No. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Part one.
And then the rest I'm kind of like unsure about. Okay. So there's going to be a new Ice Age movie. No? Doesn't appeal to you?
No. Blue Sky got the bad end of the deal.
Is that Ice Age 5? Like, what are we on now?
I don't know. I think it's probably something like that.
I think it's actually a spin-off, but it looks super cheap. Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild.
It does. I mean, it doesn't look amazing, but I don't know how David feels.
Right. What about your favorite movies, Kaz?
Mine?
Of 2022.
I mean, obviously, I'm looking forward to Fantastic Beasts. I am looking forward to... I know it sounds sad. I'm looking forward to Hocus Pocus number 2. You know, because Hocus Pocus, the first one, was awesome when I was a kid. And it was something that I used to watch every Halloween. And I just want to see how, because it's the original cast.
Wasn't that a 90s movie or early 2000s movie?
They say it's the original cast.
It's the original cast.
They're still alive.
Yeah, they're still alive.
For witchery magic, that's how they're still alive.
Yeah, I mean, it's Hocus Pocus and too, Photoshop. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would watch that.
Unless vampires are actually real and they managed to extract what they needed and become youthful. If you get that reference, that is a very good reference.
Wait, Sarah Jessica Parker, isn't it?
Yeah, she was in the original.
What's the original one?
She was the blonde one, yeah.
Oh, right.
She looked so young, so she looked completely different.
Was it so? The first one was before she got her nose job, then.
I must have been. Another movie, because I'm moving on very quickly before we offend another movie star. Avatar 2 would be cool.
Ooh, yes.
Which one?
Avatar 2.
James Cameron Avatar.
I think I don't know whether I'm going to like it or not, but I'm looking forward to watching it to find out.
I very vividly remember the first movie because it was the first 3D movie I watched.
All right.
And it blew my mind. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's amazing.
Mm.
And obviously now I don't care about 3D movies, but at the time I was like, oh my God. And I was in Slovenia when I watched it, funnily enough. Yeah. Yeah. So I remember it for two reasons.
You know what the first 3D movie I saw as a proper 3D movie, like the newest one? How to Train Your Dragon.
I never got to see that in 3D.
I took my mum and my sister to watch it as a first 3D movie type thing, and it was really good, actually.
It's regarded as one of the best examples of early 3D movies. I never got to watch it in 3D. I wish I did, though.
So is the new Avatar also done by Cameron, or...? Is the new director?
Yeah, I think James Cameron is doing it again. Yes,
that's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. And it takes place in the watery aspects of Pandora.
The CGI of the first movie have not aged well at all.
No, but I'm hoping that with technology the way it is, that we will have a better chance.
Definitely. Yeah.
And then there's a few different Marvel ones that I'm looking forward to. A couple of DCs, so Doctor Strange, Thor, Black Panther.
Yes.
I can't believe anyone hasn't brought up Lightyear.
I was about to. I was going to say, has Lightyear?
Well, that was on the list for David. So Lightyear, Minions, and the Flash movie were the three that I put on David's list.
How dare you put the Minions on there?
You don't like the Minions?
I don't like the Minions with a passion.
Really? Okay, well, yeah. I'll remember that for next time. But yeah, Lightyear movie was on David's list. So
how dare you guys make lists about people and not know everything about their lives?
Oh, I know, right?
I'm surprised you didn't pick up on the Bad Guys, DreamWorks animated movie.
I haven't gone through every single movie that's being released this year. I've gone through a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of the list that I have just laid out for you all. But no, I have not gone through every single movie that is due to come out in 2022. Bearing in mind, we're in January now. Wow. So, you know, you can't expect me to know all of them.
I have a very controversial movie that is coming out in 2022 that I wanted to discuss. Controversial in that people can be very polarized with it. Have you seen Jackass?
Oh, I've never...
Like the original Jackass or the you know, the ones that followed?
A little bit of it. I really didn't like it.
Right. My concern with Jackass is, it first came out, I loved it. I'll be honest. It was like the most juvenile humor ever. And for some reason, I identified with it. But my concern is that Johnny Knoxville must be like 60 years old now or something. He should not be doing another Jackass movie.
I don't understand
50
why.
Or something. Like, he's gonna die. He's gonna actually die.
Are we sure that it's all of, like, is it all the same people from Jackass?
I know Johnny Knoxville is definitely there. What's his name? Steve-O is probably there. Because he still does crap like that.
I was gonna say, maybe it's their offspring that are doing it, but in all honesty, they'd be surprised if any of them have any kids.
Yeah, imagine if they said...
I don't think most of them can produce sperm anymore.
Fucking idiots.
Anyway, it's definitely not a movie I'm gonna watch in like the cinema. 100% not. Like, I don't know who
you're not gonna pay to watch it.
I might pay to watch it, but it's gonna be like on a drunken night at home, you know, instead of going to the movies, and then feel really sad about them. But they still have to do that when they're 50.
I remember watching Bad Grandpa, and that was bad enough.
Which one?
Bad Grandpa. It was a spin-off where they actually tried to make a plot.
Imagine that, having a plot.
I know. It was a bad plot.
It's like when porno movies try to have a plot. It's not working.
Like, they're not even plots, let's be honest.
That's not what we're here for, movie.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
That's not the reason people watch pornos.
Yeah. It's not about the plot, definitely. You're crying in the middle, like, oh, are they going to get married? Or like, what's happening? Like, why can't these two get together? Can't you see that she loves him?
He's so handy around the house. Such a great plumber.
So what if he works as a pizza delivery guy? He's trying.
He's trying to afford his flat.
Oh, my God. I totally want to make a movie like that. Not a porno. Just saying.
Where we see what happens in between the sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The non-sex parts of the relationship.
Yeah.
So you've got a new job? You're a plumber last week. You're a pizza delivery this week. What? Why can't you hold on to a decent job?
Oh, my God. And the title will be Porno Between the Sex.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't, because that'll entice all of the people who actually want to watch porn. And let's be honest, that's not why they watch porn.
would it be the setup? Like, is that how that's the name of the movie? The setup.
The setup.
Yeah, the setup. Like, just a bit before, bit in the middle, and a bit right at the end, you know, the setup.
No, morning. No, we'll have to call it porn. All the bits you wish you watched. Oh, no.
Would it be an extended cut?
Yeah, or... porn extended cut.
It'd be an extended cut, all right?
No.
But there could also be a quick fire. Would that do really good in the Razzies or the Oscars? If it was really extremely well produced.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go for an Oscar, David. I don't think the Academy is going to be like, you know that actor deserves an Oscar, I think.
You know what? He was so great at delivering pizza and then sitting on the bed.
But what does a pizza delivery man do on the bed? You'll find out during this movie.
No, you won't. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's on the bed you won't see. Him taking his coat and his shoes off, sitting in front of the TV going, man, I'm beat. I've delivered so many pizzas today.
I know. And then think back in his mind that he hasn't clocked out.
I would definitely watch that movie for some weird reason.
Because it would be awful, but you'd have to make sure it was funny, because otherwise there's just no point. It would be, you know, it would be funny because, yeah. It has to be.
Or maybe just make it incredibly boring. Like, not even try to be funny. Just show someone just watching TV for 20 minutes and then closing in a bit.
I wonder how many people would actually sit there for 20 minutes watching. I mean, people watch Gogglebox, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, that's like an hour-long show or something of people watching.
People watching
people watch TV.
Yeah.
You've heard of Gogglebox?
Yes, I have heard of
Gogglebox. I don't think I have, but I've heard of Twitch. Where people watch other people play games.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, the
concept is not crazy.
Basically, all you're seeing is other people watching shows on TV.
Right. Okay.
That's literally all you're watching.
Are you actually watching the show as well?
No.
So you're just watching the person.
You are literally watching the person watch the show.
Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of a clip.
But then if you synchronize what he's watching on your side as well, it can be like you're watching the same show with a friend.
Oh. I mean, yeah, if you really want. So but they're sad. Really freaking annoying because they keep talking in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't get that.
I hate people who talk through
movies.
Oh.
I think it's people who talk through movies, people who check their phone through movies.
Mm.
What's the other
one? People who go get up to go to the bathroom.
People who get up, yeah, and they're like, oh, don't pause. I'm like, have you seen it? No. What are you talking about? Of course
I'm going to pause it. Yeah, but you know those are the people who are not really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And they're just going to the toilet so they don't have to watch any more of it.
Even if I wasn't enjoying a movie, I'm still, you know, I still respect the person sitting next to me.
Yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Unless I've seen the movie, that's fine. If you've seen the movie, you can stand up, go to the bathroom, that's fine.
It's not so bad.
Yeah. Not during the movie, not during like a cinema viewing. That's not cool. Don't do that.
You can't pause the cinema. Yeah.
Can you imagine standing up and saying, can you pause it? I gotta go to the loo.
I gotta go for a wee. You need to pause it for me. That's what mummy does at home.
God. But they go up to the top, physically put a blank piece of paper in front of the projector and say, sorry, y'all, just gonna got a nip
you,
off. And then
you realize that doesn't pause the movie.
I know, but they would probably do it.
That would be like walking up to the television and holding a piece of paper in front of it going, it's paused. You're not going to miss anything. It's paused.
If I can't see it, you can't see it. And yeah. Then walk away. That's basically what you're doing.
That's how three-year-olds play hide and seek.
So David is a three-year-old time traveler. Interesting.
What? Three-year-old time traveler? No, or not.
Oh.
I blink. And then I'm travelled into the future.
Yeah, by one blink worth. Everybody blinks and travels to the future, David. Like, what? Literally everyone. You travel into the future. I just travelled into the future by a second. Oh, yeah.
But if I tilt my head back, I go back into the past. No, I don't. I go back into the future.
Back into the vast.
I thought he said he was going back into the vas. He tilts his head back and goes back into the vas.
Don't go into the vas. The vas does not appreciate you going into him. Okay? I don't know what you think of me, but that's not something I enjoy. Don't go into the vas. The vas has spoken.
Case closed. All right, I'm not giving you pizza then.
I'm going to have to mute myself. okay. I think we should end it on this humorous note.
I think so. That was. I really... yeah, go for it.
Okay, compose myself. Okay.
Let's go back to it.
I'm picturing David now, like a scene from The Exorcist, like bending backwards and going into me. It's very disturbing.
It's disturbing, but also really funny. Okay.
Okay, we can do this.
David.
Yes.
I have a question for you. What have you learned from this episode recording?
I've learned that, one, Keith may or may not be real. Two, there's an awful lot of 2022 movies out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce Danish names. And, well, I don't want to go back into Vass, you know. He doesn't appreciate it.
He does not. And that's what I've learned.
Okay, that's cool. Vass, have you learned anything different?
I learned that David, there is no cap to how weird David can be. Like, you think you've reached, like, the bottom, and then there's, like, another layer, and another one, and another one, and it keeps going on and on and on.
Yes. That's me in a nutshell.
Yeah. A nutshell.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn, Kaz?
I have learned that there are a lot of movies out there. I've learned that David dislikes The Minions.
Yes.
Dislikes Ice Age, but likes Bob's Burgers.
Yes.
He can't pronounce Danish words.
No, we cannot, no.
But yeah, it sounds like, this year is going to be a freaking awesome year. I also learned that Vass likes Harry Potter. I didn't really know that.
Yeah.
So let's
wrap it up here.
Let's wrap it up here. So thank you everybody for listening. We appreciate you coming back to us in 2022, and we look forward to you guys listening to us record in the future.
Yes, let us warm us up.
Thanks. Yay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. don't go into the vase. The vase has spoken.
Aww.